Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Maureen is looking for a second date update with a guy named James. How are you, Maureen?
Hey, I'm good.
Good. So I was reading over your email. If you can kind of take us through that, sort of a brief synopsis of how you two met and how that first date went, that'd be great. We'll go from there.
Yeah, so I mean, we met at my daughter's soccer game. They're not on the same team. His daughter's actually on the opposing team. Oh. And even with that, we still kind of gravitated towards each other.
Cool.
And like, I don't know anyone. We're super new to the whole soccer thing. And he didn't really talk to anyone else, so we were like the two that were hanging out together. It was really nice. You know?
Now, you know how they tend to split up, like they're on, you know, the opposing team is on those bleachers, but then you have other parents who kind of like linger by the fence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's some cliques, and I'm just like,
right.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm the same kind of sports mom. I'm like, I like to just kind of hang by myself and stay back from the drama-y stuff.
The big mouths who like to yell at the refs, the coaches.
But yeah, like it was super nice. He was really nice, and like we kind of clicked. And I haven't really been dating because, you know, life's so busy, especially with the kids and work, and keeping up the house. And so, you know, it was really nice to just talk with another adult, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
I got divorced a couple years back, and I'm finally feeling like I can put myself out there. And I don't really even know how to date anymore. But we exchanged numbers and went out the following weekend, and we had some drinks. And then we went to a Reds game. And then after the game, we went to the Holy Grail for, you know, some more fun.
Cool.
I thought it was a great night because I hadn't been out so long. It was just like, I'm ready to go. Let's have some fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You're alive, man. It's like being let out of jail, kind of.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, like, I love my kids, but, like, it was nice to be away from them for a little bit.
Yeah, not that being a mom is like being in prison, but I'm just saying, you know, with COVID and everything else, and, like, so many of us have been sort of sheltered and laying low, it's nice to get out and live a little.
Get a little adult time in, too.
Exactly. I got really drunk, but nothing crazy. He dropped me off at my house, and that was it. No calls, no texts, no nothing.
Hmm.
What did it feel like when he dropped you off? Did it feel abrupt? Did it feel like he was trying to get rid of you? Any kind of hint that he was up for seeing you again? Any implied plans made?
I mean, at the end of the day, I had a good vibe. We didn't end it with a kiss or anything, but I fully expected to get at least a text or something.
And not even that?
Yeah, nothing.
Hmm.
Did you text him?
No, because I was waiting for him. I didn't want to seem, like, creepy.
Okay. I mean, it wouldn't be out of line for you to just shoot him a text and say, hey, thanks for a great day or a great evening or whatever.
It's like, I've waited too long. Help me.
You feel like that window's closed.
Well, sometimes if you wait a long time, Jeff, it's like, oh, great. I know how I feel sometimes. It's like, I went on a date with that guy, totally ghosted him. And a week later, he's like, hi. I'm like, oh, no, no, no. We can't be doing that. Let's just call Jeff and Jen instead.
Okay. I mean, I've had days where I've just gotten distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And you mean to get back to that person, but...
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to just send him like a one-word answer. You kind of want to engage him, but you just don't have time. And then the next thing you know, a day or two has passed.
Exactly.
But we'll definitely call him. We got to take a break first, though. While we do that, if you think of anything else that we need to know, let us know before we call him, which we'll do when we come back. His second date update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102. All right, Maureen met James at their daughter's soccer game. I guess their daughters are not even on the same team. They don't go to the same school. They were actually on opposing teams, but I think that's kind of cool.
I like that you met that way. Doing a relatable thing, then, you know, we talked to a lot of folks that meet online, and that's cool if it works for them, but it's nice to hear that there are people doing it the good old-fashioned way.
Yeah. Actually met in person. We haven't heard a lot of that, especially in the past year. They chatted for a bit, exchanged numbers, made plans. They went out, they made a full day of it, went down to the bank, saw Reds games, hung out a Holy Grail for a bit, and then he drops her off at her house, and that's the end of it. Like, not a thank you, not a text, none of that was great, nothing.
Nothing, nothing at all, just radio silence.
Yeah, and you can't think of any, there was no point throughout the day of anything that might have been a red flag for him. Or that would send him running.
Honestly, no. I thought we had a really fun, loose, great night.
Right up until the end.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not in a court of law. I got to ask. I'm looking for clues.
No, you're good. I mean, thinking back, like, the only thing is, I mean, maybe I drank a little too much, but it's not like I was blackout or belligerent. You know, right. I was just having a good time.
I hear you. See what he has to say.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to James, please?
This is James. Who's this?
James, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you this morning?
What did you say, Q102?
Yes, sir, the radio station. We do the morning show here at Q102. Do you have a few minutes?
You know what? I don't even know. Q102, sorry. I'm more of a sports talk radio guy.
No worries at all. We just, if you don't mind, just taking a few minutes of your time. We'd love to chat with you on the radio, if that's cool.
Sure. What's it about?
Well, we have a listener who is a fan of yours. You met her recently at your daughter's soccer game, Maureen. And I guess you guys spent some time together, had some fun down at the banks, watched a Reds game, and she was raving about what a great time she had and what a cool guy you are. And we just wanted to meet the man behind the mystery.
Man behind the mystery.
Well, wow. It's a little bit of a mystery because she hasn't heard from you since then. And it's kind of weird that you just went radio silent and now she's thinking maybe she said or did something to offend you. What's going on?
Interesting to hear that. You know, very interesting that you should call. You know, I really should have listened to my gut on this one because I almost didn't get a number. I don't like to date around my kids' circles. You know, I'm like, nobody from my kids' school or any of her friends, single moms. But the soccer game, it was like I met her and she was from the opposing team. And I don't know, it's been a pretty solitude past year. So I was like, you know what? Why not, right? Just go out there and just get a number and, you know, maybe try to have some fun.
Sure.
And we went out and, you know, I mean, it started fine. I mean, you know, we basically just had some drinks, bar hopping, and we went down to the New Door area before the Reds game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was really cool. But it was like she had never been out before. I mean, the amount of shots that she had in, like, the short amount of time, I don't know. It was kind of a red flag. And this was before we even got to the game.
Oh.
And then, you know, yeah. And then we get to the game, and she's, like, ordering more beer. And at one point, she actually stood up on the chair, and she started yelling at the ref. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like I spent, you know, pretty good money on good seats. And I was just super, super embarrassing. She got super drunk. Really loud. She was yelling at everybody. She was even yelling at the ushers, you know, and it was just...
You were a little embarrassed.
The ushers, because the ushers are telling her to sit down, and she's like, you know what, I can do whatever I want. And she told the guy, she rose down from it, she's like, hey, you know, nice ass, you know, and I'm just sitting there like, I'm astounded.
Yeah.
I see.
So do you think it was a little of the haven't been out in a long time, maybe seven shots was what she did 10 years ago when she went out and thought she was still in that same place and time and it just got out of her control?
Yeah, like she was in her 20s. She just got released. like she was 21 again or something.
It was
pretty crazy. I mean, we didn't, you know, I don't know. What I did is, like, you know, look, let's get some food because we hadn't eaten anything. I was like, hey, look, we you know, she needs to eat some food. I started to feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
And we actually got seats at the Grail, which is pretty cool. And then she gets into a beer chugging contest. Look, I've never met anyone like her.
A beer chugging contest?
She got to know the people, the table next to us. She's like talking to them. She gets in a beer chugging contest with one of the guys.
No.
At the table next to us.
How'd she do?
I mean, she was all over the place. When we were leaving, I could have sworn, I don't know for sure, but the bouncer, she was like trying to get his number.
Wait, she's trying to hook up with the bouncer on the way out?
Yes. I feel like she's trying to hook up with anybody. Anybody.
What's going on?
Maureen.
Yep.
Unapologetically. Yep.
Do you remember doing all these things?
The bouncer thing, I can guarantee did not happen because no. But I mean, I was literally just having a little fun and letting loose, and I'm not sorry. Like, I had a wonderful time. I've spent so much of my life doing the right thing. Like, I went to college, I got married to my first series boyfriend. did the whole career thing, house. I've lived my entire life for other people, and I'm ready to live my life for me.
Fair enough.
I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Hey, no judgment. We all like to let loose, right? Yeah. And we've all had our nights. I'm just fascinated. Like, how did you feel the next morning? I would have been hurting.
I mean, it was a little rough, but it wasn't like an all-day thing.
Did you get sick? Like, all the mixing, the between the beer chugging and the shots,
shots
I keep thinking, like,
beer
how did you sleep that night?
Hey, I might not drink like that nowadays, but I remember how it goes. You got to stay hydrated, and you got to snack through it.
Yeah. You got to take a multivitamin, 4 ibuprofen, and chug a Gatorade before bed. Come on, Jeff.
Wow.
Exactly. I'm sorry you felt that way, but I'm not sorry for, like, how I acted. It's, like, it's literally, like I said, my kids are getting older. I'm finally feeling a little bit more free. I'm not sorry. I'm just going to live for me.
Hey, I mean, you do you, right? I mean, I'm not here to judge either, you know, like I said, but it just was a little much for me, you know?
Yeah. It makes sense, though, now why you just didn't call back.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to, I mean, I feel like she would have, if I wasn't a gentleman and I really tried to be a gentleman with her, I feel like, you know, I could have just taken her home. And that's not what I wanted, you know, and I wasn't trying to lead her on, so I haven't called back. I mean, I wasn't trying to be mean. I just, it's just not, you know, that's not really the kind of person I'm looking to go out with.
No, but James, would it be safe to say that you had to have had a relatively decent time if after the game you decided to hang in there? I mean, you hung out before the game, you went to the game, you could have bailed at any point, you went to the Grail after, and maybe in hindsight you thought maybe you stayed a little too long, but do either of you have any desire to try this again, something a little more mellow? We'd be happy to send you guys out to dinner, maybe have something a little more low-key.
I hear his point, but it sounds a lot like we're just in two different places in life and looking for something different.
You think you're in two? Okay. And James, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I mean, not to be mean, but not really what I'm looking for right now in a relationship. You know?
All right. Well, at least now we know.
Yeah.
And James, we appreciate you taking the call.
Yeah, totally weird, but yeah.
Thanks for laying it all out there for us. And Maureen, we appreciate you putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the outcome I wanted, but I appreciate it.
All good, and good luck to you both.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
All right, if you need our help with the Second Date Update, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Coming up, your shot at $1,000. The 1K letter of the day is next. But first, another check on the roads. Here's Denise.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.